News, I'm Ben Thomas. An investigation underway into the mid-air collision of an Army helicopter and an American Airlines flight at Washington's Reagan National Airport killed all 67 people aboard the two aircraft. National Transportation Safety Board member Todd Inman.
We don't know what we know just yet. We do not know enough facts to be able to rule in or out human factor, mechanical factors.
President Trump offered his view.
The people in the helicopter should have seen where they were going. I can't imagine people with 20/20 vision not seeing, you know, what's happening up there. Again, they shouldn't have been at the same height.
He also suggested Democrats and diversity initiatives could be to blame. Donna Warder on some of the victims.
Not sure how to process it.
Retired U.S. Olympic figure skater Nancy Kerrigan couldn't hold back the tears as she talked about the tragedy at a news conference Thursday. Two young figure skaters, two of their parents, and two coaches from the Skating Club of Boston were among those killed when an American Airlines flight and an Army helicopter collided Wednesday night. Kerrigan says upon hearing about the tragedy, she came to the skating club.
I don't come here that often, and I just didn't know what else to do. So I just thought I needed to be with some friends.
Older members of the skating club say the accident reminds them of when the entire U.S. figure skating team was lost in an airline crash in 1961 in Belgium. The team was heading to the World Figure Skating Championships in Czechoslovakia. I'm Donna Warder.
Eight more hostages have been freed from the Gaza Strip by Hamas-led militants. The chaotic handover briefly delayed Israel's release of 110 Palestinian prisoners, but that did eventually take place. And the FDA's approved a new painkiller designed to avoid the risks of opioids. This is AP News. A big donation of top-grade salmon with a catch.
The Food Bank of Central New York was offered more than 40,000 pounds of salmon, but the fish were still in the water at local Coho, an indoor fish farm that was shutting down. So volunteers had to go in with nets and catch about 13,000 salmon, says farm manager Adam Kramarczyk.
That's a lot of fish to do something with, right? We didn't want it to go to waste, go into a dumpster or something like that.
The salmon also had to be processed into frozen fillets so it could be distributed to regional food pantries, says Brian McManus, Food Bank COO.
Almost never does a food donation offer come in still as livestock, basically.
The salmon goes to 243 food pantries and other institutions in the food bank's network. It's expected to yield more than 26,000 servings. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.